Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show on KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle and at kexp.org worldwide. Today I'm starting off with a Seattle band called Winnebago. Here's a song from their debut album, All By My Side. It's called Blinders.
Thank you. trust my feelings. I waited for the remedy. When I was three, maybe four, she left us at that video store. Oh, be my rest, be my fantasy.
Inside the
Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper is the fifth solo album from Animal Collective's Noah Lennox, a.k.a. Panda Bear. That song called Boys Latin. You also heard Seattle band The Weather, formerly Campfire OK. That song called 1983. And Sufjan Stevens' latest album, Carrie and Lowell, came out this week. It is absolutely magnificent. It's a return to the early sparse folk sound of Sufjan's album Seven Swans, but he's also lived and explored and grown for a decade since then. And again, it is absolutely beautiful. The songs weave a very personal narrative through his life, and you just heard the song Should Have Known Better. It's been 4 years since Icelandic artist Soleys released a record. Her new one called Ask the Deep is a collection of riveting songs. It comes out in May. And the beauty of the song Aventur, or Adventure, belies the lyrics which tell a tale of a true story of a Brazilian man buried alive by his attackers. A very Soleys-esque song. And Other Lives, originally from Stillwater, Oklahoma, they settled in Portland, Oregon, here in the Northwest, to create their gorgeous new album, Rituals, which also comes out in May. And you just heard a song called Reconfiguration from that upcoming release. And starting it all off, Seattle band Winnebago with the song Blinders from their album, All By My Side. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for tuning in to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. I'm super excited about this next song. It's from Veronica Falls, James Hoare, and Maze's Jack Cooper. The two folks from Britain became fast friends when their bands went on tour together and the band Ultimate Painting was born. And their self-titled album is utterly enchanting. I wouldn't pass up on a chance to see them live if I were you. Here's a song called Central Park Blues. This is Ultimate Painting on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Drop me off on 66, emerging from the wilderness, the feel of freedom overwhelmed me. I wandered looking up, thinking of the space that I took up and my relationship with all apparent dimensions. I cut across the Central Park, 4 to 5 hours of light and dark. I had to make the most of them, and the park was just like in the films, with frozen giving in a glaze, a haze of snow and smog in my bad eyesight. So I killed an hour.
this place. They'll mimic you, then see to it that you're erased. My broski goo told me he got that new AK. The bass make haste to signal Shabazz in this place. The squad convenes and gleams celestial constellation. Rhyme round with kill, he just got out and that's my ace. Stay in the race because my taste is by the grace. I style versus your style, then in chalk your style get traced. Champagne was taste, my veins pump ace like Porter race. Pursuing pace, I'm hashtag cake, these clowns is crepes. It's pigs around, I pull that sound above my waist. Dip and make my moves, you should make them too. While you can pursue, make sure that it's true. Richness is and wealth, not gained by herself. Stare at your device, not in here tonight. Blood, Mickey G, Just Smoke, M.A.B., O.C., Triz, Flav Guy, Can't Stop, Fly Guy Die, Net, L-Bop, P, Molly Ma, Seattle.
Black cherry pie. need you to liberate me. You the masses, educate me. Hold my fist into the air, declare a social victory. You can own me, you control me. Individuality has never stood a chance against you. Jump into the mainstream.
Waxahachie is a solo musical project of Katie Crutchfield. That was Under a Rock from Waxahachie's third album, Ivy Trip, which comes out next week. And The Fire Watcher's Daughter is the fabulous new record from Seattle singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile. You just heard the rockin' tune Mainstream Kid. And San Francisco duo Two Gallants from their new release, We Are Undone. I was recently in San Francisco and walking by the Great American Music Hall one night, and it seemed like the walls were throbbing, and it was a packed house, and I looked up on the marquee, and that San Francisco band was playing in their hometown. Can't wait to see them here in Seattle. You also heard Jeff the Brotherhood, their latest album called Wasted on the Dream. And yes, that was Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull on that song you just heard, Black Cherry Pie. The band said they just asked Ian out of the blue. They emailed asking if he would consider playing flute on the song. And his son emails back and said Ian was leaving on tour the following week and he was in rehearsals, but that he would play it for him. And if he liked it, he'd do it. And he did it. And he turned it around in a couple days and just sent it back to the band. And then they didn't charge him. And his son told them, when Ian likes a song, he just does these things. And he didn't charge for this. That's an awesome story. And love the new album from Jeff the Brotherhood. Seattle band Shabazz Palace is just bursting at the seams with music. Several months after last summer's release of their latest album, Lee's Majesty, they just tweeted the song Ham Sandwich with the message, "Magic makes the music more." Love, love, love Shabazz Palaces. Speaking of love, 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 Portland duo The Helio Sequence have a new album coming out May 19th. You just heard a song from it called Stoic Resemblance. And formerly under the name Catwalk, Nick Hessler just released his debut album under his own name, and I cannot get enough of the new record, especially that song, Expel Me. Again, that's Nick Hessler. And starting it all off with Ultimate Painting, the beautiful, jangly deliciousness of Central Park Blues. That entire album is so much fun, and I mentioned before, but highly recommend you catch them live if you get a chance. There's some great guitar solos on the record and live. It's just so fun to see them perform those. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And I'll see you next time. I'll spend the time in between finding some great new songs for you.